that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3, and
on a bright cloud of music, shall we fly?
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we take you to Chico Theater Company to hear from the director and cast members from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The King and I. We also talk with the organizers and artists from an event that will reunite the Guild of Art Creators who regularly showed their works at Chico's Avenue 9 Gallery, which closed back in February. And we'll talk with one of the choreographers and with the lead ballerina from this weekend's production of Sleeping Beauty, put on by Chico Community Ballet. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
At Redding's Riverfront Playhouse, A Dickens Christmas Carol, a traveling travesty in two tumultuous acts. Mayhem ensues as a professional troupe scrambles to keep their stage version of Dickens' tale going, as everything that could possibly go wrong does. Catch this comedy tonight or tomorrow at 7:30 or Sunday at 2 o'clock. Redding's Cascade Theater presents Cascade Christmas. Don't miss this high-spirited Yuletide spectacular featuring music, dance, and illusion. There's a show tonight, starting at 7, two shows tomorrow at 2 and 7, then a final show Sunday at 2. Sunday evening, try a tempting tuneful treat at the Redding Civic Auditorium when the Temptations take the stage. Experience this legendary Motown group starting at 7 o'clock. Tonight, Red Bluff State Theater invites you to attend Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's wild and swingin' holiday party. Dance to the retro sounds of this big band sensation starting at 7:30. The Orland Art Center opens its exhibit, The Art of Sacred Traditions, fine art photography inspired by the reconstruction of the medieval chapter house located in Vina. You can meet the photographers during a reception, which is going on now and lasts till 7 at the Art Center. In Chico, the Blue Room Theater presents an award-winning off-Broadway drama, The Other Place. The play performs tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. In Chico State's Harlan Adams Theater, get your holiday season off to a resounding start with the annual Glorious Sounds of the Season. At this concert, community members join with Chico State faculty and students to present favorite carols, joyous sing-alongs, and lots of special surprises. Enjoy this special holiday treat tonight or tomorrow at 7:30 or Sunday at 2. Appearing tonight at the Chico Women's Club, folk and Americana singer Rita Hosking. Opening the show, Chico's own Pactuckia. The music starts at 7. Hear one of Hosking's original songs on our website, mynspr.org. Just click on Songs from Studio C on the right side of the screen. Monday night, the Nashville-based all-female bluegrass band Della May returns to Sierra Nevada's Big Room. The music starts at 7:30. Thursday, Chico's favorite cocktail, jazz, and world pop ensemble, Pink Martini, returns to Laxon Auditorium, fronted by the intoxicating chanteuse Storm Large. Raise your glass to Pink Martini, starting at 7:30. On the walls at 1078 Gallery in Chico, Stories 4. This year's group exhibit brings together five different artists with their own unique styles and strong links to Chico. At the gallery tonight, there's a reception with the artists from 6 to 8 o'clock. At Theater on the Ridge in Paradise, it's your last chance to catch the musical Big Fish. Curtain time is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. There's a final performance Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Writer Albert Camus found, "In the depths of winter, I finally learned that there was in me an invincible summer."
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher I've been learning, you'll forgive me if I boast, and I've now become an expert on the subject I like most, getting to know you. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Getting to know Chico Theater Company is finishing up its 2015 season with a Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, The King and I, about a headstrong English woman in the 19th century who travels to Siam and becomes the teacher of the king's many, many children and wives. I'm at Chico Theater Company, and I just saw opening night of The King and I, which is their latest production. I'm here with the director, Don Weiss. What did you find about directing this play that made it relevant for today's audiences, even though it's more than half a century old?
It brings up issues that we have to think about and wrestle with ourselves, issues about the things that we know to be true for ourselves and that we think must be true for everyone. It helps us see that there are other perspectives. I mean, even something as cheesy as Western people funny, it shows that when we impose our values on another culture, that it's pretty ridiculous.
Don, you told me that you have mainly directed before scenes from opera with the opera workshop at Chico State. What's the difference in your mind between opera and musical comedy like this?
Maybe the thing that would be most obvious to the audience is that in opera, it's about the beauty of the sound. In musical theater, it's about communicating a text. Now, opera people are going to rip me up for that because certainly operas tell a story as well, and they are meant to grip us and to wrench our hearts as well. But this very American form of musical theater does it with more immediacy for our culture now, I think.
I'm at Chico Theater Company, and I just saw opening night of The King and I. And I have here one of the actors from the cast. What's your real name?
My name is Rocco Rumiano.
And you got to be a prince. You got to be the favorite son of the King of Siam. Was it fun to be the prince?
It was pretty fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
What was it like trying to figure out whether you should follow tradition or whether you should think about new things?
Definitely a hard choice for my character because he's grown up just knowing the ancient rules, and that's what he's expected to stick to. But then the king, he decides that he wants to be more like the Western people. So then that's a massive transition, which is shown through the play. So I think that he has a hard time choosing.
I understand this is only the second show that you've ever been in on stage. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've only been in one play before, and it was called Princess What's-Her-Name, and it was put on by Shasta Elementary.
What's it like being in a play at Chico Theater Company with a big adult audience?
It's really exciting, and then whenever you get a laugh from the crowd, it's just exhilarating. You feel that pure rush of energy, and you're like, yes, I did it.
And now I'm here with the star actor from this production. She's playing Anna. This is Janice Kuhn. Do you think that being a music teacher for 14 years has made you have a real rapport with kids? Because I really feel that on stage when you're working with kids on stage.
I feel very easy with the children, yes.
Okay, the story of King and I is set in the mid-19th century, and that's when women kind of had a limited role in society. But it seems like Anna is a groundbreaker as far as what women can do and what women should be in society. Do you think this is a feminist play?
Absolutely. It definitely shows a woman who is, you know, pioneering the idea that she's going to make her own living. Her husband's passed away and she has no relatives and no family in the story. And she's got to make her own living for her son and herself. So she definitely fights for what she believes in and thinks she deserves. And she works hard for it.
Comment on what it's like to sing this score by Rodgers and Hammerstein with so many favorite tunes in it.
Oh, it's just so much fun. It's definitely a lower role than I'm used to singing. It's more of a mezzo role, and I'm definitely soprano. So that's been a little bit of a challenge, but the songs are so familiar to most people, and people come out humming them, and it's just awesome.
So why should people go to Chico Theater Company and see this production of The King and I? Give us a pitch.
Well, it's wonderful songs, Rodgers and Hammerstein, classic. Lots of children, lots of interest. It's a beautiful set done by Christopher Burkhart.
And I have to say, beautiful costumes. I was blown away by the costume. What's it like wearing those very fancy, silky Victorian-era dresses?
Oh, it's so much fun. the first show I saw that made me want to do theater, I was in the fourth grade, and I saw Camelot. And I really just wanted to do it for the costumes. And that hasn't changed that much. So it's a lot of fun. Every little girl's dream is to wear a giant hoop skirt around. And it's been a lot of fun, yeah.
Well, we just talked to the eye of The King and I, the character Anna. And now we have the king himself, Theo Bill. Hi, Theo.
Hi, how are you tonight?
All right. So you're playing the king, the absolute ruler of Siam. How did you get into that total command of things where you just assumed everyone would do exactly what you wanted them to do?
Well, it was definitely a progression in rehearsals. The character certainly unfolded for me really until dress rehearsal week. There was many, many aspects of the character that were kind of hidden for me until that point.
Well, for someone who is an absolute potentate at the beginning of the play, he certainly goes through a lot of changes, things that are a puzzlement to him.
Oh, yes, yes. He wants to grow. The king wants to be better than he is. He wants something better for Siam than what has been dealt to him by outside forces and countries. And he knows that it is his role to make that happen. And so that means growth and change and discovery.
What's your favorite number to perform in this show?
For me, it must be Shall We Dance? Because I have a partner, Janice, Anna. She just does such a marvelous job of it. I hardly sing in it, but it is the most gorgeous number in the entire show.
We dance together. You show me. You teach, you teach, you teach.
Well, it's very simple, the polka, Your Majesty. It goes 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1. Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3, and.
On a bright cloud of music, shall we fly?
1, 2, 3, and.
Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3, and.
Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye?
1, 2, 3, and. Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky,
shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen,
shall we dance?
Shall we dance?
Shall we dance?
And
1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What is wrong? I know, I forget Anne.
Chico's Avenue 9 Gallery was one of the favorite places for art lovers to see art. Unfortunately, it had to close early this year, following the passing of its owner, Maria Phillips, who is much missed. But starting tonight, there's going to be a reunion of a group of artists who formed a guild that was associated with Avenue 9 Gallery. And our visual art expert, Dolores, is with some of those artists and some of the organizers of the event that's tonight.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm speaking with the owners of Mid-Century Modern at First Street and Wall. They are going to host an Avenue 9 reunion show that is also a benefit for MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. I'll talk first to Dan Lewis. Dan, why are you doing this?
Well, Lorna and I, we're the owners. We've been art appreciators and aspiring artists. We have lots of space here for mid-century modern art, but we would love to give as much space as possible to local artists as often as possible.
This is also a benefit for MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. I am at MCM Vintage speaking with Lorna Lewis and Dan Lewis.
We'll have an artist reception. There'll be a very nominal admission charge. The proceeds from that will benefit MONCA, as will the no-host bar that we will have here. There'll be music playing for your enjoyment, and there'll be a beautiful art, a diverse collection for you to enjoy.
I'm talking now to Pat Macias, who is the chair of MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. How are the plans for moving into the Veterans Memorial Building coming along?
We are maybe going to be able to open up in the summer of 2016.
And the reception is going to be another step in that direction.
Definitely. Monies that are raised through the Avenue 9 reunion would kind of be earmarked because there's a gallery named after Maria Phillips.
And I want to remind listeners that Maria Phillips, who was the head of Avenue 9 Gallery and Art Guild, was a great supporter of MONCA. I'm talking to Waif Mullins, who is an artist in both pastel and oils. Waif has been a longtime member of Avenue 9 Gallery and Art Guild and is very pleased to be in the reception. He's going to be showing some local scenes. Tell us about that.
There'll be a number that are upper park plein air pieces, and there'll be some lower park pieces, maybe a couple of the remaining swimmer series pieces.
That's a beautiful series. I'm really struck by the quality of light and how it affects the bodies walking along and the people looking so happy.
Well, yeah, I mean, the light was the whole thing, the way the water modifies it, bounces off figures, and how in one angle you can see into the water, and in another angle you're seeing a reflection of the trees and the sky behind it. So that allows you a lot of different colors to be right side by side, greens and blues and yellows, all in one little patch of abstract color.
Bidwell Park has been a wonderful inspiration to you, both Upper and Lower Park. I also love your paintings of 1 mile.
Well, you know, at one point I was looking for a subject. This is a long time ago. And I started thinking about what it was that I like to do. I was swimming almost before I was walking. That's what led me to the 1 mile pool and the children and other people swimming.
Waif, Avenue 9 Gallery and Art Guild meant a great deal to you as a member of it, but also Maria Phillips was very important to you. And Maria has a room dedicated to her memory at the new Monca building in the Veterans Hall.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see that. Maria, I don't know how we get along without her, actually. She was more a force than an individual, really, trying to advance the artists and the art community.
And, of course, a very tangible evidence of this is the fact that Monca is almost at its point of moving in.
You can meet all those artists from the Avenue 9 Art Guild and see lots of their artwork at the reception tonight. And that's at MCM Vintage Store at 260 East 1st Street in Chico. And it's a benefit for Museum of Northern California Art. The time of the reception is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. And after that, you can still see the art at MCM Vintage through January 4th. I'm here at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus. I'm at a rehearsal for the big ballet production of the holiday season. I'm going to be talking with the assistant choreographer and with the lead ballerina. We'll start with Catherine Sullivan, the assistant choreographer. So tell us what it means to your young dancers to be able to do a big, important ballet on the biggest stage in the biggest auditorium in all of the Chico area.
Well, the dancers are in different age groups. So some of the youngest dancers, which are the pages, in another 5 or 6 years are going to be our lead dancers. So it's really what has been, you know, fundamental to our mission, both Debbie and mine, as choreographers and teachers and educators in the arts, bringing them through the full range of experience.
And you're talking about Debbie Yoritsma, who is the choreographer, and you're assisting her. Well, we have the lead ballerina here from Sleeping Beauty, Cameron Titus. Hi, Cameron.
Hello.
How long have you been dancing with Chico Community Ballet?
I grew up dancing with Chico Community Ballet. I started when I was 8 years old and danced with them into my first few years of college. And since I have returned to dance, the leads in a couple ballets since, as well as just partake in some of the other roles in some of the other ballets.
What's special about being on stage at Laxon Auditorium, the nicest auditorium in all of this area? What's it like being on that stage with a full audience?
Honestly, I'd say it's magical in and of itself. Not just the fact that we're doing a fairy tale and there's magic involved with that, but there's the lights and there's the, you know, just the sets and the costumes and the makeup and hair. And then you have this audience that you're telling the story to. And it's just, it's fun and it's magical and exciting.
Other than dancing the steps correctly, what's it like becoming Princess Aurora and, you know, being that character in those situations on stage?
It's different with this ballet. Again, like Catherine had mentioned, it's a very classical ballet. So there are all those steps, and they're very specific steps. But trying to find the character in the first act, we start where it's her birthday party. So it's a celebration, and it's fun and exciting, and it's kind of her coming out into society and meeting the different suitors. So there's that little bit of flirtation with the different suitors, the different princes. And then she pricks her finger, and there's that whole scene where, you know, she's in pain and she's sick and then falls asleep. And then at the end, waking up and, you know, finding this true love, kind of portraying that and trying to portray that to the audience is, it's fun and, you know, it's enjoyable getting into the character of such a classic fairy tale.
When you were a little girl, first dancing with Chico Community Ballet, did you dream of being able to put on that tutu and be the lead dancer in a ballet?
From the very first ballet that I did, which was The Nutcracker, someone wrote in a little book to me that may your wings, I was an angel at the time, may your wings turn into point shoes. And I cherished that note and looked at it every night hoping that I would get my point shoes and I would get my tutu and I would get that tiara and be able to wear it on stage. And the second year we did Sleeping Beauty and I was one of the little garland dancers on stage, and to come from that to where I am now, where I get to be that princess, is special.
We've been talking with Cameron Titus, who is the lead dancer in the production of Sleeping Beauty, the ballet. It's at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus. It plays tonight, it plays tomorrow afternoon at 2, and it plays tomorrow night, and then a final matinee performance Sunday at 2. Thanks for talking with us, Cameron.
Thank you very much.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.